Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Imagine if you went online and you discover your partner is talking about you online in posts.
No-brainer.
Yeah, probably wouldn't go over well, but it depends on what he's saying.
Okay.
So we'll tell you what he was saying. It says, help, I found my boyfriend's Reddit history, dear God. Okay. We'll get to that in a second. Heads up, super excited about this. Dr. Shah is Nirav Shah, the director of the Maine CDC.
Our best friend.
Guided us through COVID and all that. And he is leaving to take on the number two role at the national CDC.
It's awesome.
In Atlanta.
Crazy.
Yeah, which is really exciting for him. Of course, we're bummed that he's leaving. But they reached out and were like, oh, you want to have a little goodbye chat with Dr. Shah on Friday?
Yes.
I was like, yeah. So
yeah.
Dr. Shah is going to be on the show on his last day.
Yay.
Nice. Yeah, on Friday, so we can bid the doctor farewell, which will be nice. So I'm excited about that. Okay. So this is, let's see. Okay. Hold on. I messed this up. They're already broken up.
Okay.
So there were issues, blah, blah, blah. She's talking about, okay. I love this person. The decision to end things was challenging. We do have a very strong bond. Then we realized we didn't want to give up on things. We reconciled and, you know, I promised to work through my part. He promised to work through his part, and now they're back together.
Okay.
But I found that in the time between when we broke up and when we got back together, he was bashing me on Reddit.
Oh, my God.
A slew of things that were disparaging and shocking to read. I understand it's important to have an outlet, and he was hurt, but the things he said made me feel extremely violated. The conversations around the breakup were measured, amicable, and mutually understood. I feel now that I've been tricked, and I can't help but feel confused and hopeless and wondering what should I do?
Yeah.
So I think you gotta let that one go.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, that's a really bad sign.
Can we all stop making, like, excuses or saying, you know, I understand he needed an outlet. He doesn't need an outlet to go online and publicly crap on you.
Yeah.
If he needs an outlet, if he needs to talk about it, he can talk about it with a friend, with a therapist, with his parents.
Right.
He doesn't need, that's not an outlet. Social media isn't an outlet to let loose on people in your life and, you know,
speaking of therapy, the only way they're going to get through this is potentially with therapy.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because you got to get to the bottom of
what's going on there, right? Like, why did he feel that he needed to
roast
do
her.
That, you know?
Well, and what if he is so brazen, that's a good word, to go on social media and say these things, what else?
Right.
What else has he said to other people? No way.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's how someone acts during or after a breakup. That is when you see the truth about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, their character
comes
out. Yep.
And there are two directions you can take. You can take the classy road, you know, take the high road and not bash them even though you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go ahead and bash them. And you know what the truth is? Most of the time, no matter how right you are about how bad they are, and no matter how hurt you are,
I know what you're going to say.
It turns back around on you.
You're the one who ends up looking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, I hate to say this, especially if you're a woman. If you're a woman who's like seeking revenge on a guy who was, you know, or a girl who was horrible to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to seek the revenge. Unfortunately, you're just going to look like a crazy woman.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oof.
Have you, this doesn't go for Todd because he's been married since he was in his mom's belly.
Right.
But for you, like, did you ever take the low road or have you always been good with your exes?
I think I've always been good. I mean, breakups were challenging.
Yeah.
for sure. But no, I think I've always been good because of the fear that, like, oh, how's this going to make me look?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And shockingly enough, and I didn't want to be, but I've always been good. I didn't want to be. But
yeah.
I think I've pretty much always been good with.
Now, you can tell your friends all the terrible things.
Well, of course.
And
they
your
all
family
know.
All the terrible things.
Yeah, they all know what it looks like. Let's be honest. All right? They know what it looks like, girls. You know who I'm talking about. But I'm not going to say that to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my love.
Yeah. But when you put it online, you can't take it back. It's online, and you know what? No one has the context who reads that online.
No.
Except your close friends who already know anyway, so why do you have to post it too?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, people who post the crazy stuff online.
Yeah.
You're as crazy as the stuff that you post. That's.
I know, which is so not fair because you could be totally just, and you could be like, this person was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it online, it just,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
But yeah, that's I think in this particular situation, that's a bad, bad sign.
I couldn't.
You got to run.
How do you? No way.
What?
I could never, like, if.
Go back to the person? No.
Who did that?
No.
Wow, that's bad.
Well, I needed to vent. Okay. Vent to your friend, okay?
Yeah.
You posted about me on Reddit. You know?
I needed an outlet.
Right.
Please.
Yeah. I saw all your posts about me.
I saw your outlets.
On Truth Social. No one else did. But. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
But you're not anymore.
Not anymore.